everyone, welcome to episode 8 of Student Radio Stories. This episode includes an interview with Emma Snow, a student radio graduate this year. I first saw Emma last year at SRAcon, where she picked up the award for Best Training Initiative at the I Love Student Radio Awards evening for her university station Fly FM, as she was the deputy station manager. They won this award as they hosted a Tri Radio Day. Emma is well established in the radio industry, and this has been recognised through her radio work and achievements. Emma has won gold for Best Young Presenter at the Community Radio Awards 2019. At the Student Radio Awards in 2019, Emma won silver for Best Female, and also picked up the award for Best Chart Show hosted by Fly FM. Emma also represents the Student Radio Association, as she is part of the SRA committee, working as Midlands Regional Officer, so a recognisable face to those in student radio. In terms of Emma's work, she's a freelancer for BBC and Global. Let's get into the interview and hear more from Emma herself about her time in the radio industry. So I'm here with Emma Snow. So Emma, what made you want to join and get involved in your university student radio station?
So I was already doing radio at my local community radio station, Errol Sound. I started there when I was 17, and then I was interning at Capital East Midlands when I joined university. So I knew that I absolutely had to get involved in student radio. And I think the first thing that I did when I joined university was sign up to Fly FM, which is Nottingham Trent University's student radio station. And I've lived in Nottingham my whole life, so I sort of already knew about the student radio scene in the Midlands because of people that I'd met through Capital and Community Radio. So I was straight into the studio and I was like, how can I get involved? Get me involved. I want to be part of Fly FM. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
So what were some of your highlights during your time as part of student radio? So being part of your station itself and then events you went to with the SRA?
That's a really good question. I have so many highlights from my time at student radio. It was definitely a highlight of my university experience. And I literally say to everybody, get involved in student radio. It's the best thing you'll do. But I'd say the main highlight for me was probably during my second year of university when I was elected as deputy station manager of Fly FM. And I didn't think I'd get elected because I was a second year and that just didn't really tend to happen. But I did, and I honestly had the best time. And in that year, I met some of my closest friends that I've kept now, and they're amazing and going on to do amazing things too. And it was so much fun to run a student radio station, and it was tough at times, don't get me wrong, but I'm so glad that I did it because I made the best memories. And I'd also say that through that, the student radio conferences have been a huge highlight for me because, again, the opportunities it presented. And also, you get to meet so many people from other radio stations, student radio stations, and incredible people in the industry as well. The SRA Awards are also a highlight as well, like getting to sit in the O2 with some of the biggest names in radio. And I was lucky enough to win Silver Best Female and Silver Best Chart Show last year, which I'm still so shocked and so proud that I even placed. Thank you. And there's just some fantastic talent across student radio. So I was so grateful and still am really shocked. But that rounded off second year really nicely.
What experience have you had of working in the radio industry?
So like I said, from the age of about 18, I think it was. I lose track of the time now. whilst I was still at sixth form, I interned at Capital East Midlands. And that's where I learnt loads about the industry. I got to experience a breakfast show with Dino, Pete and Tiles, who I'd listened to growing up. Which was just absolutely bonkers to me. They taught me so much and I'm still incredibly grateful to them. And then I went and joined Drive Time with Tom and Claire on Capital East Midlands before DREG happened. And they now present the Drive show across the Midlands, but they're also ex-Fly FM. And they taught me so much as well. They were so patient with me and they taught me a lot as well. And I owe them a lot. And then that led to other opportunities. I got my first paid freelance shift with Global News in the Midlands. The editor at the time, she took a chance on me as a young 19-year-old reporter. I'd just finished first year. And my first shift was to cover the World Cup. So that was so exciting because the atmosphere, whenever I was going to like all these different pubs and stuff, was just incredible. Like getting to ask people questions and film their reaction whenever
That's
England
crazy,
scored. It was
yeah.
brilliant. Yeah, it was a really good first shift. And I still freelance now for Global in the Midlands. So I've been working between Nottingham and Birmingham studios before lockdown throughout my second and third year. And I've been so lucky to cover just some incredible stories. And I also freelance as a broadcast assistant at BBC Radio Derby, which I worked so hard for. But hard work always pays off, and I still like pinch myself every time I put my BBC lanyard on. And last summer I was lucky enough to do work experience with the Jeremy Vine show on BBC Radio 2, and the team and Jeremy were just so welcoming, and I learned a lot in such a short amount of time, and I'm really hoping that I can go back soon because I really, really enjoyed my time there. It was brilliant.
Wow, you've definitely got a lot of radio experience under your belt.
Yeah, I've had to work very hard for it, to be fair.
So I understand you've just finished university and will be graduating soon. Do you have any plans to work in the radio industry?
So obviously my plans have changed slightly because of COVID-19. Yeah. But I did do some remote freelance like radio shifts at the start of lockdown, which was actually really interesting to adapt my working to do it from home. So obviously reporting, usually you go to the place and you interview people face to face. So doing that was a real kind of, it really opened my eyes to how radio is so adaptable and you can do a lot of different things. But yeah, I'd love to continue working in the media. Hopefully the jobs pick up again soon, whether that's freelance or permanent jobs. And I'd love to work in London at some point, like in Broadcasting House. That would be the total dream. But we'll just have to see what happens with the whole situation.
What made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
So the SRA has given me so much, and I knew that I wanted to give back and support the students, really. And I know how hard it can be to break into the industry. So I really wanted to help others like me do the same. I'm really passionate about radio. I want others to love it as much as I do. The SRA are fantastic. They're a great organisation with incredible people who, they really dedicate their free time to ensuring student radio is inclusive and accessible for everybody, and I wanted to do the same. I wanted to give up my time and make sure that people in my region felt supported by the SRA, and I've absolutely loved being Midlands Regional Officer this year, and getting to know the stations in my region and different people. It's just been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it.
Can you tell us what your role entails as Midlands Regional Officer for the SRA?
So my main role really is to act as a bridge between stations in the Midlands and the SRA. So basically making sure that messages from the SRA are passed on to different stations in the Midlands, and stations can reach out to for support from us. Kind of like just acting as that sort of bridge and making sure that everything is communicated effectively. I also organise 2 training days where we invite industry to come and talk to students, which was so much fun to put on, and I'd say that those events have definitely been my highlight of my time as Midlands Regional Officer.
So finally, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio who are interested in a career in the radio industry?
See, I find this question quite hard to answer because
there's
so much. It's like, oh my goodness, where do you start? I think the main thing for me is just to get as much experience as you possibly can. Say yes to every opportunity. Don't be scared to ask for advice, because most people really want to help you. Like if you reach out to somebody, they're more than likely going to want to give you advice and help you because they've been in your position. Like they know what it's like, they know how much you want it. So definitely contact as many people as you can. Get to know others in your region across student radio too. And it's really important to get support from those who are going on the same journey as you. So literally just chat to as many people as you can. Get to know people in your station, in your region, across the student radio network. That's really important. I'll say network as much as you can. Like networking events can be really daunting, but I think once you've overcome like the imposter syndrome, they're fine. And I think it's really important to remember that the people who are there at the networking events, they really want to help you. They're there for a reason. So once you get over that initial sort of like, oh my goodness, it's a networking event, then it's totally fine. I'd say also try and learn as much as you can about radio as a whole. Like I always thought I just wanted to present, but I love producing radio shows. I really, really enjoy that, and it's brilliant. And I love being able to do like broadcast journalism. I love reporting. And as I say, like knowing about the tech side of radio is so important too, particularly like knowing about radio desks and how to edit really well, like how to edit audio to a high standard, especially when you're in student radio, you need to know how a desk operates. You need to know about the operating system, whether that's Zeta, Playout One or Myriad, or whatever it is that you're using. Because if you're in the studio on your own and the equipment goes wrong and there's no one there to help you, you need to know how to fix that so you can get yourself back on air, because we all know that in student radio things can go wrong all the time. But I think that's what is the beauty of student radio, because you get to learn so much. So definitely make the most of that. And I'll just say, basically, the more that you know, the more desirable you are to employers once you leave student radio, if you're wanting to go into the industry. I'd say that ideas also are really important, because like the technical skills can be taught, but if you don't have the ideas, then you're going to struggle. Obviously, it depends what area of radio you want to go into, but ideas are really important. And I'd just say mainly to be prepared to work really hard. But I think that if you're passionate, you'll do that anyway, and most importantly, just have fun with it. Have a good time doing student radio, because it's a one time where you'll get to be so creative and see your ideas come to life and try things that will probably go wrong or things that will go really, really well. There's just a whole load of things that you can experience in student radio, so really make the most of that, because the one time where you'll get to kind of make mistakes and learn from them, and that's the beauty of student radio.
Yeah, I'd say also definitely put yourself forward like you have to, and then it shows because you won these awards.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, like I think part of it is definitely believing in yourself, which I definitely, and I still struggle with that, like believing in myself. And I think it's really important to get people around you that can support you and encourage you and be like, no, go for that award, like go for that position.
Yeah.
Because it can be really daunting, because you've got all these other people around you who are fantastic and you look up to, and you're thinking, oh, well, how am I ever going to be as good as them? But I think you've got to use them to like motivate you to do well and to put yourself forward to things. And if you don't try, then you'll never know. Like with the awards, I obviously never thought that I would play or even get a nomination. Like I was so shocked. If you'd have seen me in the like the awards nominations, I literally fell to the floor, because I forgot that I entered. And then I was like, oh my goodness, no way. Because I'd like organised the training day, and that's when it was announced. And so my mind was like on the training day, okay, which industry member is going to be coming in next and stuff. But yeah, even just enter the Student Radio Awards, just for the feedback. The feedback is incredible. Like you get a whole detailed list of feedback. And I remember the first year when I entered in my first year of university, I didn't get placed, I didn't get nominated. But the feedback that I got was absolutely incredible. And I was then able to act on that feedback, which I'm pretty sure is what helped me get nominated and then get silver. So definitely just enter just for the feedback is my main advice.
Yeah, and everyone I've spoken to in the radio industry is so encouraging for you to try different things to help you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people will be so willing to help you. Reach out to people. Once you've reached out to them, keep them. Make sure you ask them for advice whenever you need it. Get sort of like unofficial mentors and just get as much advice as you possibly can.
Thank you, Emma, for being part of my podcast.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you for asking me. It's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it, and hopefully it'll help somebody.
Yeah, thank you for sharing their way. Your experience in radio.
That's no problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Emma, for being part of the podcast and sharing your student radio journey with me. It's been great to hear from you. Stay tuned for more student radio stories, interviews, and experiences from me. Bye, everyone!